everyone.
I absolutely love that song. This is such an awesome worship song. It is so great to have Lenny and Kathy Smith here. Brother and Sister Smith, I don't feel right calling you Brother and Sister Smith. I know you're Brother and Sister Smith, but I keep thinking of that Mr. Smith goes to Washington. So maybe we should say Mr. Smith goes to Antigua. Brother Lenny Smith and Sister Kathy. Sister Kathy's from this church. She came into this church as a high school senior back in 78, 76. 40 years ago Monday is when she came into the church. And, it's been an awesome road that God has taken this couple down. And we'd like for Brother Lenny to come and share his burden, their burden. Speak to us tonight, brother. God bless you.
Can we do that for Jesus? For he is worthy. You may be seated. As we were singing that song, No Place I'd Rather Be. Back in 1997, we took a trip to Curacao. We were there for about 4 months, and we got back, and I was adding on to the greenhouses, building Smith's greenhouse. Things were going really well, and this part of the new sanctuary was being built while we were there in Curacao, and when we got back, and into 98, in February, we moved into here. And the smell of the black paint. Memories. And the bishop asked me if I would teach the new converts. It's like giving a dog a bone. It's like I didn't have to pray about it. It's just like, yes, that's what I love to do, teach. And God had different plans. And there are those of you that are here tonight, some of you, you might not go to Antigua, you might just go across town. But I remember as God was speaking, at least to Sister Smith, I closed my ears because I was building Lenny's kingdom. The greenhouse was going good. I get to teach new converts. This is nice. Padded pews. There were flowers on the walls then, I remember. Because it was just because of the greenhouse. And Sister Kathy, but I just call her Mom, so you know that anyway. Mom said, we're going to Curacao. And I argued with her, and I said, no, we're not. I told Pastor we're teaching the new converts, and that's what I'm going to do. And she just said, well, God will let you know. And I said, well, he's going to have to because I'm not going. I didn't want to go back to Curacao. I was building my kingdom. And 10 days to that service, and that service when all that happened, Brother Thomas asked me to baptize two ladies. And Mom came up to the altar and she was bawling and crying. And when she seen those two ladies come up out of the water being baptized, she goes, yes, we're going back to Curacao. And that's when she came around the back and said, we're going back to Curacao. And I'm saying, no, we're not. I ain't going. I already told Pastor and I'm not. And 2 months later, we were in Curacao. We're sitting in the second row. Right there. I seen myself, just like you see that screen right there. I seen myself preaching in the church in Curacao. I seen myself picking up people with a van that when you opened the door, it fell off. I seen myself going through the grocery store, putting food in the cart. I'm watching myself right there in Curacao. And second song in the song service, man, I took off running. And I blew through the back doors and into the old sanctuary. And Brother Keith Manley was here then. And he was coming around the back. And when he got there, when I slammed them doors open, man, snot's hanging to the floor. He's like, "What is the matter with you?" I got to go back to Curacao. And the whole service, Brother Geminder was preaching that night. And the whole service, I just bawled and repented and asked God to forgive me because I stopped praying because I didn't want to hear God tell me something. See, you can do God's work or you can be in the will of God. And it wasn't the will of God for us to be here. Because we went to Curacao and God prepared us to go to Antigua. And we're going to show you a little bit on a DVD. And the people are going to tell you thank you. And you got to understand something. Almost every one of these people that are going to tell you thank you went to a church, quote unquote. They thought they were saved until they got into a Bible study and they came face to face with Jesus. See, if we would have never went there, they would still be going to those churches with no truth. And because we obeyed the voice of God and didn't stay here, but yet we couldn't be there without your support. We didn't go there on our own. We were sent. That's where all the difference is. We were sent. But all those people's lives would never... In Antigua now, this will be 17 years come July. Over 400 people have been baptized in Jesus' name, and that many's received the Holy Ghost. No, they're not all in church. A lot of them have moved back to their other islands and all kinds of things. But yet they have heard, those are 400 and some people that heard the truth. If you could pull that DVD up and push the thank you side. They will tell you.
Hi, my name is Brother Eugene at Praise Tabernacle. I'd just like to say thanks to all of you for your support, supporting our pastor and our church. It's really made a big difference. I thank God for truth, not just for a place to go to church, but someone that would actually teach me the Bible. I came from somewhere where they used to just tell you, just believe. But here I really get the truth, and it's made a big difference in my life. Thank you.
My name is Brother Edwards. I'm thanking Pastor Smith for teaching me the written wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God's Holy Word. And I will appreciate if others come to do the same as I do. And for the churches that overseas that give in that great help to us, I thank them a lot for what they have done in order to meditate ourselves in the way which God wants us to be and motivate ourselves in the way God wants us to be. For Jesus, in heaven's sake, I pray that you will have mercy and compassion upon the family of Mr. Smith and his wife and kids. Thank you for the Jesus.
I'm Margaret Brown. I attend Praise Tabernacle, United Pentecostal Church. I'm grateful for truth. I'm grateful for Pastor. I'm grateful for this truth. I'm looking forward to see the mighty revival that God has for us here in Antigua. I just want to thank everyone in the U.S. that is helping in the Caribbean to spread this gospel. We're looking forward that we're going to reach the world for Jesus as we continue to live for truth and stand for truth and to separate from the world and to see that Jesus' name has been lifting up around the world.
Praise the Lord. My name is Earl Hepburn. I attend Praise Tabernacle and love it. I like to come here because it teaches about the oneness of God in Christ Jesus. And now nobody cannot tell me anything else, because I know right from wrong. Just want to say praise the Lord and thanks for everything in Jesus' name.
Hi, I'm Sister Mauricia from the church in Antigua. And I want to say thank you to everyone that has supported our church here, whether financially or in prayers or whatever you have done. You have not only given to the kingdom of God, but you have reached, not physically, but you have reached lost souls in Antigua. Thank you for supporting our leadership here. Thank you for allowing them to be here, that they can preach the word of God boldly, without fear, without favor, unadulterated. Preach truth continually. Thank you for contributing to Antigua being an apostolic nation.
Good evening. My name is Sister Samuel. And I want to thank God for Praise Tabernacle, because since I started to come to this church, I get to understand the Bible more. And I have to say thanks to Sister Smith for teaching me Bible studies, so I can understand the Bible.
Hello, my name is Brother Nick from Praise Tabernacle United Pentecostal Church, and it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of the United Pentecostal. It's been a great pleasure, it's been a blessing, and this ministry has done so much for us here in Antigua, and I just want to say thank God for Pastor and Sister Smith and the family that you guys have sent, and we are so thankful for everything that you've been doing for us here.
Good things in the name of Jesus. My name is Shamik, Sister Shamik. I'm glad for leadership here in Antigua for the United Pentecostal Praise Tabernacle. I am glad for Pastor Leonard Smith and Kathy Smith and Brother Ben and Sister Victoria Smith. They have been truly blessed by God's word, and they preach the truth, and I'm glad that I'm here to hear the truth. Thank you so much. And may God richly bless all of you.
Hello, my name is Buddy Ualdo. I want to thank the church in the States for blessing us with so many blessings. The church has been supported by you guys, and we're real thankful for your giving and for sending missionaries to us to preach the word of God to us. And we thank you, God. We thank all of you for your giving, generous giving, and we thank God for the leadership here, that we can have truth being preached to Antigua, and we thank God for all that He's doing through us in the church, in the United Pentecostal Church. God bless.
Hello, my name is Eric Shen. Thank you, UBCI, for Bible studies and teachings I have learned in the Praise Tabernacle Church. I am very pleased about the teachings. Thank you, brother.
Hi, I'm Sister Jessica, and I'm a part of Praise Tabernacle in Antigua, and I thank God for Pastor and Sister Smith and all that they have allowed God to use them to do mightily in this nation. And there's many more to be expected, and a mighty revival to break forth in this nation. In Jesus' name.
Good night, everyone. I want to give thanks and praise to the Most High God in the name of Jesus. And He's really doing miraculous things in Antigua right about now. And I really appreciate it. And I just want to give thanks and praise and hope for the best, that other people can be reached with the word. And, you know, they will accept it and you will change their life and make them feel more different and comfortable. And I just want to give thanks to the U.S. churches. Yes.
I would like to thank the Ministry of Praise Tabernacle for their hard work in teaching us the gospel and making sure we are taught truth. Secondly, I would like to thank all the UPC churches who have supported Praise Tabernacle, whether it be by funds, prayers, or coming and preaching for us. In the name of Jesus, it's greatly appreciated. Amen.
My name is Kimar, right? I'm from Praise Tabernacle in Antigua. All right. I just want to say thanks to this for the support from the U.S. Pentecostal United Church in America for giving us a church here in Antigua, a true church, a one that preached truth and nothing but the truth. And I just want to thank you guys for what you have done for us. Also, I want to say thanks for Pastor Simit, Brother Simit, for the uplifting that they have shown us and support. And I just want to give you guys thanks, and I hope that you continue to support us in Antigua.
Hi, my name is Brother Dwayne. I'm from Praise Tabernacle Church here in Antigua. I want to say thank you to all the churches, all of you who have supported. We really appreciate it. I know oftentimes when persons give, you may not see the benefit or the fruit of your giving. But we would like to say we appreciate what you do, and thank you so much. Hopefully someday we get to meet you, or perhaps in heaven, but we would like you to know right now that we appreciate you and thank you.
Hello, my name is Omari. Thank you for taking care of us. I appreciate the word.
Hello, I am Sister Grady, and I attend the UPC Church in Antigua. I'm happy that the Lord has brought me into the truth. And I love the truth. I love my pastor. I love how he preaches. I enjoyed being into the truth, and I thank the Lord for bringing me into the truth.
My name is Sister Sophia Johnson, and it's a privilege and honor to be a part of Praise Tabernacle. I once was baptized in a Pentecostal church. I was baptized in Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I was told that it's not everyone supposed to receive the speaking in tongues. Coming here to Praise Tabernacle have been a blessing in my life. I have received the Holy Ghost, and receiving the Holy Ghost bring changing in my life. Things that I couldn't do by myself, it's done. And I thank Sister Smith, especially for the Bible class. She teach me everything, and not only that, they teach Bible from the Bible. Not what they want to preach about, but from the Bible.
Hello, this is Brother Smith coming to you from Praise Tabernacle Church in Antigua, and we have the privilege and the honor to present you with our burden that we have here for the nation of Antigua, for the Church of Praise Tabernacle, and for this area and this district. And I want to just let you know thank you again for all your support and what your prayers, and as you pray for us, I'm going to ask that you pray. We're praying that God have a mighty move of His Spirit in this nation and in this region. We believe in Acts as a vision statement, a vision scripture, Acts chapter 5, verses 14 through 42. And verse 42 of Acts chapter 5 talks about that they cease not, that they are in every in the temple and in every house, and that they cease not to teach Jesus Christ. And that is our goal, that every house and every home, every person, be taught a Bible study about who Jesus is, that we have a church in every village, and that the power of the Holy Ghost be loosed and move, and that it be demonstrated its power, as it talks about in Acts 5, that people were healed, and people come to this glorious gospel of who Jesus Christ is, that they all might be saved. Thank you, and God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
On behalf of Praise Tabernacle and all those that are here, we want to give you thanks for all that you have done for us, allowing us to be here for the last 17 years. We thank you so very much for supporting us, for praying for us. You have given so much, and only eternity will tell the difference that we have all made together. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody for all the prayers they've prayed for us, for all the money that's been given, for all the help, all the labor, all the people that came down to help build the building down here. I want to say thank you for everything you've done, for all those that have come and preached and taught down here. Thank you for working and endeavoring and being a part of the work and the church here in Antigua. someday, maybe someday, you'll be able to come, or you'll be able to meet the people that are here in Antigua. There's a wonderful church here in Antigua, people that love truth, people that love righteousness, people that love holiness, and people that love you and the organization also. Thank you very much. God bless.
Could have our ushers come. Isn't that just awesome? Reminder of the scripture in Revelation where it talks about being around the throne. That every nation, every kindred, every tongue. These are our brothers and sisters. Aren't they awesome? Thank you so much, Brother and Sister Smith, for your work and your labor, bringing more brothers and sisters into our family. So we want to take an offering at this time. We'll go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this work, Lord, what you are doing. We ask you, Lord God, that you would touch, bless, continue to work through Brother and Sister Smith, Lord, and their endeavor in Antigua. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you would bless this offering. Bless those, Lord, that are giving tonight. I thank you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you, Lord, for Calvary. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. In the name of Jesus. So we'll go ahead and pass the offering there and our praise. Sister Vonna, if you could just sing for us.
Praise God. Stolen my heart, yes, you have wiped away the stains, broke away the chains, yes, you have. You've stolen my heart, yes, you have. You've stolen.
Got a few minutes tonight. Wasn't that awesome, though, meeting the people from Antigua? There's some good people. There are people all over the world that love truth and that love Jesus. I only got a few minutes here, but I just want to encourage you. You know, you don't have to be a missionary to go overseas. But you can actually work for God and be a missionary wherever you're at. Because every one of us is called to be a witness. Every one of us. That is really our whole purpose for existence. You know, sometimes we get caught up in our house or our yard or our job or even our families and stuff like that. But all of our things are going to pass away. And the truth is, the only thing that really matters is God, His work, His kingdom. And I know we have to work to survive. I know we have all these responsibilities. But we always have to be reminded, don't lose focus of our real purpose and why we're here. And I just want to encourage you, you know, this is my home. I am forever grateful. It was 40 years ago, Bishop baptized me in the wonderful name of Jesus. That's a long time ago, but yet it almost seems like yesterday. I just want to encourage every person here, and I'm kind of preaching to the choir, but the truth is that all of us have a mission. Don't think that you have to go away somewhere to work for God. God wants every person here, whether you're new, whether you're old, to work for Him. Whether it would be in inviting someone to church. We need to always be looking for people. There's so many lost souls, you don't have to look very far. But we need to always be conscious of that's our whole purpose, that's our whole mission. We need to be inviting people to church. You know, and I know you can't invite everybody, but we need to be reminded, invite people to church. When you can, ask if you can teach them a Bible study. That's really, there's a real connection there. Bible studies over the years, what we found is the most effective thing is Bible studies. So if you can, you know, get them in a Bible study, if you can teach the Bible study, if you feel like you can't teach the Bible study, find someone else that can teach it. But I want to encourage every person here, whether you're new, whether you're old, teach a Bible study. Teach a Bible study, and don't let fear stop you. Because many times people are afraid. You know, I don't think I can do it. I don't think, you know how you learn to do it? By doing it. That's actually how you learn. That's the way it works. So don't stop and don't not teach one because you're afraid. And then the next thing would be learn to pray with people to receive the Holy Ghost. The safest place is here at church, okay? Or in your Bible study, if you're teaching a Bible study. But learn to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. This is where I learned to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. And my heroes are here tonight. Brother Thomas, Sister Thomas, Sister Jane Breesman. You know, they prayed a lot of people through. And there was lots of times I prayed, Lord, help me. Teach me how to pray people through. And I would just want to be around them. Teach me something. Show me how to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. There are some things that can actually help. But you know how you learn to pray with people to receive the Holy Ghost? By doing it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how. And so many times people are afraid. What if they don't receive the Holy Ghost? Well, what if they do? I've prayed for a lot of people, and a lot of people have received the Holy Ghost. But you know, I've prayed for some people that haven't received the Holy Ghost. Usually, eventually, they do somewhere along the way. But I just want to encourage everybody, don't forget your focus. Don't forget your mission, your whole purpose here. Pray people through to the Holy Ghost, and don't think it has to be just here at church. It can be anywhere. The easiest place is at church. It's a safe zone. But in your own Bible study, it's very easy to pray someone through the Holy Ghost. Whether you're in their home, whether they're in your home, pray somebody through. Start praying. Start saying, God, help me to pray with someone to receive the Holy Ghost. And you know, we're in the last days, and I don't know exactly how much time we have left. But I believe that the closer and closer and closer we get, that this thing is going to continue to spread like a fire. And you're going to be doing things coming up that you have never done before. That God is going to stretch you. And you're going to be doing more and more things that you've never done before, but it's going to happen in these last days. And there's going to be continued outpouring. So I just want to encourage you, it doesn't matter where you're at. Truthfully, we've prayed people through to the Holy Ghost in stores. We've prayed people through to the Holy Ghost in the airport. People have received the Holy Ghost at gas stations. People have received the Holy Ghost in their home, at church, in a Bible study. We have a few, and I don't have too much time left here, but we've prayed people through to the Holy Ghost. Brother Smith prayed someone through to the Holy Ghost. She was in a car. He was outside of the car. There was two of them, and we were doing outreach. We do outreach every Saturday. We actually do door knocking every Saturday and teach Bible studies on the street, on their porch, wherever. But there was two of them, and whatever brother was with him was talking to someone on the porch. A lady pulls up in the car. She has her window down. He goes over, talks to her. Before it's all said and done, he never gets in the car. She never gets out of the car. The window was just down. But when it was all said and done, she received the Holy Ghost in the car, never getting out of the car. And he's through the window, if you want to say that. So it can happen anywhere. Another time, they were praying. There was a person on the path. And we've told some of these stories before. But then there was another person on the bike. The person never even got off their bike. Now, they stopped riding, obviously. But they were on their bike and receive the Holy Ghost. We had, the one young lady you saw there, Jessica, she actually met a young lady on the sidewalk. Walking down the street, she prayed her through to the Holy Ghost right on the sidewalk. So don't be afraid. I say all that to encourage you. Start praying. God, use me to pray with someone to receive the Holy Ghost. And don't be afraid of wherever it's at. We just met someone. I don't know, Brother Smith, if you're going to tell me these stories, but we just met someone up. We were up in Green Bay, and we met a person there. He was selling titanium cookware. And to make the story really short, we ended up talking to him. Brother Smith taught him a Bible study right there. I really tried to encourage him to receive the Holy Ghost there. I said, just take your headset off. Let's just go over here and we'll pray for the Holy Ghost right now. But he didn't quite want to. But we got him connected. He was actually from Milwaukee. We got him connected with Brother Englehart. And then we were just up in Stevens Point. And while we were there, you know how they have like a continental breakfast? We were in there and we met a couple. And we start talking to them. And it was just so awesome. It was really one of those times we felt like, God, this is a divine appointment by you. And we were able to talk to them. We're trying to get them set up with the church. And they actually live in Waupaca with Brother Aberg. But so I'm just saying is, keep the focus that our whole purpose is to be a light, to be a witness, whether we're inviting him to church, whether we're teaching him a Bible study, whether we're praying him through to the Holy Ghost, whatever it might be, that's our purpose. And it could, I know you guys are doing Touch Twice, and I know that's an outreach there too. So a lot of times we actually do meet a lot of physical needs too down there. Let me tell you, we try to give clothing away. We try to feed and help people when we can. We can't feed the whole island, but we do. And that's all a part of it. But don't ever lose sight. Our whole purpose. Don't be content with just coming to church. The greatest joy in this walk is leading people, guiding people, helping people, seeing them born again, praying with them to receive the Holy Ghost, teaching them a Bible study. And you know what? Sometimes, I'm almost out of time, but sometimes it can be frustrating teaching a Bible study sometimes. I have some people that their lives, we don't get any just normal families. I don't think anybody just gets any normal families anymore. When they come to God, they have so many problems. Their life is such a mess. And every week you teach them a Bible study and you just say, oh God, I just hope I help them a little bit more, you know, to straighten their life out. And sometimes, truthfully, there's been a few times I've been frustrated and say, Lord, I don't know if I can help them. I know He can. obviously, but sometimes it's like you just pour your heart out and you pour your heart out and you pour your heart out. And sometimes you see that they do wrong. But you can't give up and you can't quit. So I just want to say, keep doing the work of God. Because that's really what it's all about. Whether you're in Antigua, whether you're here in Madison, whether don't give up, don't quit. You know what? If you pray for someone to receive the Holy Ghost and they don't receive it, don't stop. Just keep praying. If you pray for someone to be healed and maybe you don't see the healing right then, just keep praying for people to be healed. Don't stop. Don't quit. Because God is our healer. And He is our provider. And He's ultimately, He's just our Lord. Lord bless you. I'm going to let Brother Smith come.
Just want to share with you a little bit. God laid back on my heart in October of last year this thought: if heaven depended on me, think about that. If heaven depended on you, just how full would it be? So now we get to preach to ourselves. Because I feel like we could do a whole lot more. Amen? And we ain't here to beat up nobody because you ain't doing enough. But let's just keep doing what we can. Tell you what, when you pray somebody through the Holy Ghost on the street, when you pray for people that get healed right on the street, it does something to you. It's like sick 'em Jesus. And you want to go out there. I ain't kidding you. It's just, but every time I go out on the street, that very first person that we speak to, you're afraid. You're nervous. It's like, oh. But as soon as you begin to start to share the Word of God with them, whether they receive it or not, all of a sudden, just something happens. It's that, but you got to go out there. You just pull up that scripture in Mark 16:20, and they went forth and preached the Word of God everywhere, and God confirmed His words with signs following. And they went forth and preached what? Everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the Word with signs following. God's going to back you up. Amen? He will back you up. You don't have to worry about it. Just do it. When we were talking to that couple up at Stevens Point on Monday morning, we taught them our outreach Bible study. I don't need no paper. It's all in my head and heart. So we just taught it to them, and they were listening. They were tuned in. They weren't eating nothing. They were just listening. And then I just, to help them believe what I was saying, I told them about Brother Lee Stone King and Brother Arnold being dead for 45 minutes and 15 minutes, and their eyeballs kind of bugged out of their head. They're like, really? Dead for that long? Yeah, dead for that long. God isn't just the God of a Bible, of the book. He is the God right here, right now, that can reach you in your situation and your needs. And people need to understand that's the way that God is that we serve. He is an on-time, right now God. Amen? Just to give us some encouragement, I like the word. I can't get away from the word. I like to teach, man. Go to the book of Acts, if you would. Pull up 4 and 4. It says, howbeit, many of them which, what? Heard the word, they... So, if they didn't hear the word, what would happen? They got nothing to believe in. So, if you don't tell them the word, who's going to tell them? And we won't get there, because I'm just going to look at a few scriptures, but the Ethiopian eunuch was riding through the desert reading out of the book of Isaiah, and Philip comes running alongside the chariot, and he goes, you understand what you're reading? And the guy goes, well, how can I except somebody explain it to me? And finally he stopped the chariot, let him hop in. It took a man to explain the word of God to somebody. And then when they got to water, Philip didn't say to the eunuch, hey, here's water. No, the eunuch said to Philip, hey, what you've been telling me about? Right here's some water. I want to get baptized now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. Now. I believe what you've been telling me, and you've been enlightening the Word of God to me so I can understand it. Amen? So when they heard the Word, they were believers. And look what happened. And there were the men, there was 5,000 men. And I can believe there was also women and children. So that number has to be even greater than that. But look at verse number 18. When you start working for God, there are the religious people that don't like you and will say all kind of manner of evil against you. But don't worry about it. You just do the will of God. And they called them, that was the chief priests and the rabbis and all those guys there, and commanded them not to speak nor not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. It's amazing to me. They didn't say anything else. They just said, don't talk about Jesus. You can talk about anything you want, but don't talk about Jesus. Man, that's what I live for. Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my lover. He's my healer. He's my Redeemer. He's my provider, my caretaker. Come on. Don't you love Jesus? I love Jesus. Amen. And then, so, they tell him not to, but look what happens in verse 29. It tells us in verse 29 and 30, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all meekness, I don't read the best. With all boldness, they may speak thy word. They're getting tormented, beat up, and threatened. And they're praying that you make us bolder, Lord. And what's that going to do? It's going to make them guys madder. They're going to get hot. But that didn't bother them. They're praying, man, give us holy bowls. Look at the next verse. Verse 30. And stretch forth thy hand, and to what? To heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the hand of thy holy child, Jesus. Think about it. When miracles start happening, what are they going to say? You can't fight that stuff. You can't fight empty wheelchairs, crutches on the walls, blind eyes open, the dead raised. You can't fight that. You can't fight it. Look at 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Too many times we're afraid to talk to our family. We're afraid to talk to our neighbors, to our co-workers. You don't have to be mean or rude or crude. But you got to tell them the word. And sometimes the word rubs you the wrong way. Because you ain't going the right way to begin with. So it's going to rub you the wrong way. But if nobody tells you the right thing, you're not going to turn around. I didn't want to do what I was doing when I was doing what I was doing. But nobody would tell me what to do. They told me to go into a little box and pray this prayer, that prayer, and then, you know, come back a couple weeks later and you get to do it again, but nothing ever changes. I didn't want to live that way, but I didn't know what else to do until somebody asked me, would you like a Bible study? And I said, yes. And they said, when? And I said, now. Not tomorrow, not next week. In my Bible studies, they would start at 6, 7 o'clock, and sometimes we would go till 1 o'clock in the morning. And my Bible teacher, he would kind of get tired. He says, man, I got to go to work in the morning. I said, so do I. I said, I used to be in the bar till 2. Why can't we have Bible study till 2? Right? If I can live for the devil like that, why can't I live for God like that? Come on. Amen? So, Let's look at 5 a little bit quick, and then we'll just wrap this up and have an awesome altar call. But in Acts 5 and 14, and the believers were more added to the Lord, multiplied both men and women. Why? Because they ceased not to preach and teach Jesus. It's not just for the pastor to do the work or the ministry to do the work. It is all of our jobs together. And if we would get into it, man, I'll just pull there. Just go to Acts chapter 8. No. 8. Yes. Yeah, 8. Got to think. Right in the beginning of 8, like 8:3. And Saul he made havoc of the church, entering into what? Now, if you go back to Acts chapter 5 in verse 42, it says they ceased not to preach and teach Jesus in what? In every house. So what's Saul doing now in Acts 8? He's going to every house because he's trying to root out the church. But because the church went to every house, Saul had to go there to root them out. Right? But look what happens. This is awesome. In verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad, who's the they? The church. The believers. They were scattered abroad where? Everywhere. And what did they do? Preaching the word. Verse 5 talks about Philip now. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. This is just awesome. Man, little havoc happens, and God just scatters the church all over the place. If you keep reading in there, it said the apostles stayed at Jerusalem. The apostles weren't preaching everywhere. They stayed at Jerusalem. The church was preaching everywhere. You guys were preaching everywhere. And in every house. And Saul was so determined to root out the church, he had to go to every house. Now go back to Acts 5. Then we got to wrap this up. 17 through 20. It's real neat. This is just awesome because they get beat up and they just get more bold. And the chief priests, they get really ticked off. And when I had a pastor come to the house one day, and he goes, "So you believe Jesus is God?" And I said, "Don't you?" And he just went, "Hur!" And he walked away. It's like he wouldn't even sit down and study the Word of God. It's like, well, let's look at some scriptures. He just come up to me and said, "So you believe Jesus is God?" "Yeah, don't you?" Amen. But anyway, and the high priest, these guys don't know Jesus. And the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which were the sect of the Sadducees. You know why they're Sadducee? Because they don't believe in the resurrection. That's why they're Sadducee. Amen. And were filled with indignation. They were hot. Amen. Keep going. We're going to go all the way to verse 20. Amen. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Now we get a get out of jail card here. It's awesome. 19. They're in the common prison, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "You know, the bed's not so nice here in the prison, so why don't you just go home?" No, he's going to send them back to the place that got him in trouble to begin with. Verse, there, look at. "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." The angel gets them out of jail, but then he says, "I want you to go right back to the temple, and I want you to start teaching and preaching to the people." And you know the reason you were in prison before this is because you were doing that to begin with. So what they do? It's 34. We'll get there. 25. Okay. "Then came one and told them, saying, 'Behold, the men whom ye put in the prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.'" Do you believe this? They actually did what the angel said. Yes. We're going to get in trouble again, but who cares? I'm going to tell people about Jesus. Doesn't matter what they think or what they say. You can threaten me all day long. 28, look at this. This just gets better and better. "Saying, 'Did we not straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, that's teaching, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Amen. Verse 32 and 33. And we are his witnesses. Verse 32, yeah. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Verse 33. When they heard that they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. These guys were so hot, so mad that they were ready to just wipe them all out, to kill them. So let's just see what happens here in verse 40. And we'll go through 42. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beat them, sorry to say there's some people that leave church because somebody didn't shake their hand. These guys are getting beat up. Okay? Amen. It's the truth. They called them and beat them and commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. But verse 41 says, and they departed from the presence of the council crying. No, they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Man, that's the name we bear in baptism. Such a beautiful name. And daily, in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That's why in chapter 8, Saul is going to every house to arrest men and women. So that means, I know pastor and bishop can't make it to every house. But if all of us corporately go to our neighbor's house and the next door neighbor's house and they start going to their neighbor's house, we can reach our world with the Word of God. And it's all about the Word of God. Preaching Jesus to the people. Amen? So, if you need healing or if you need the Holy Ghost, we want you to come up right over here. If you need the Holy Ghost or you need healing, because God is able. I've seen so many people healed. It's just unbelievable. But it's true. And if you want to be used by God, if you want to be like these apostles that have holy boldness, like, and you got to pray for it. They had to pray for it. But when they prayed, it says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. You know how your car is when you drive it sometimes. It's not always full. And sometimes we need to get full. Don't mean we don't have no Holy Ghost. We just sometimes ain't full. So why don't we just get a double dose of the Holy Ghost? Amen? So if you want God to use you in your community, in your workplace, in your families, we want you to come up here and believe God and begin to pray like the apostles did. Lord, give us holy boldness like never before. That when we see somebody, we are not nervous, we're not afraid. We are going to, with love, share your word with them that they might hear the word of God and receive it. Because if I don't tell them, who will? If you don't tell them, who will? See, I'll never meet the people that you meet, and you'll never meet the people I meet. But if we all work together, we'll reach all the people. True? Come. Let's prove God tonight. Let's come and, Lord, like I said, if you need the Holy Ghost or you need healing, you just come over to this side over here. And if you want both, just come to in the middle, man. Who cares? But I want to be used by God. I was an ignorant little farmer that couldn't hardly read. And God made me a missionary. Not because I was anything special. I just had a desire to see the will of God done in my life. And He wants to use each and every one of us. If we can have 14-year-old kids praying people through the Holy Ghost on the sidewalk, that means you can do it. If the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garments and was healed, and right after that you see all these people reaching for Jesus and touching His garments, that they were healed also. If he can do it with them, he can do it with us. Jesus, right now, rotataria shata. God, let your Holy Ghost flow in this place. Do miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God, as we stand before you. Lord, as we reach to you, Jesus, that you minister unto us, Lord, right now. Give us a holy boldness like never before. I don't care how young we are or how old we are, but I know that you are more than able.